Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Considering how little he's played, what are the most valuable resources for you to get a feel for what he can do?
Well, he came into the game last week and played a good bit of the second half, and they continued to run the same offense that they were running with Peyton. So, you know, that's good film for us to watch, and we feel like they'll stay with what they've been doing with Peyton.
Especially in terms of the way they divide pass run, do you think that they'll throw it as much as they have been?
I don't know that. You know, I think that the personality of the game will dictate that.
How much does it help having John and Adam and other members of this coaching staff that are so familiar with this opponent?
Well, they're familiar with the personnel, but they're not at all familiar with the scheme. You know, it's a totally different scheme than what they were running at Denver prior to that, so not much.
What are the advantages and disadvantages of playing a guy who's never started an NFL game before?
Well, there's always the unknown. You know, you don't have a lot of tape to watch on the guy of him performing, and of him performing in this offense, you know, because his first few years in the league, it was a different offense. So, you know, you just don't have a lot of visual evidence. You just got to be ready to go.
Nick, the quarterbacks so far this season that have got a lot of experience, like Carson Palmer, Philip Rivers. How does your approach change knowing that maybe you can mask some things against a guy who's never started a game that wouldn't fly against a veteran?
I think that at times is a little overrated. I mean, obviously the veteran guys react to things better, but, you know, this guy's played, I believe this is his fourth year in the league, and so he's been around, and he's had the advantage of sitting with Peyton for these last 3 years, I believe. And, you know, I don't know. You never know what's going to happen with that. I remember I coached against Brady in his first start, so you know how that turned out.
How do you prepare? Vic, do you remember what you did to prepare for him? Do you remember anything from that week?
That was a while ago. I don't remember.
Do you remember Kaepernick's first start against the Bears? How that went? That was an unknown situation. They didn't handle particularly well here.
Right. But again, it was just our offense at that time preparing for the Bears defense and, you know, feeling like they knew how the Bears would play stuff. And I think the Bears knew that Kaepernick was a running quarterback. That wasn't really what got it. I think it was just everything.
Is there anything, though, from a defensive standpoint where they, okay, do they relax subconsciously because they're not going to face Peyton Manning?
No, not at all.
If you were saying that they stuck with the same offense that they had with Peyton when he came in last week, even with a week to make some adjustments that were last one and maybe better at, is that when you kind of bend Adam Gase's ear a little bit more to get a better read on this kid?
No, because Gary's system is totally different than Adam's, so I don't think that would be of much benefit. You know, they've been running this offense now for 9 weeks in training camp, so I think they'll continue with it. I mean, obviously, when you get a new quarterback, you know, they may tailor a thing or two to what he does better, feels more comfortable with than maybe Peyton did. And but when he came in, they ran the same stuff.
What area do you think has improved the most over the last couple of weeks with your defense versus like earlier in the season?
Just overall, we're just playing a little bit better, and when you do a lot of little things a little bit better, you get bigger, better results. Thought we've been covering better lately. Haven't given up the big play as much, although we gave up a couple early last week. Just a little bit of everything.
How much is that success tied to the fact that you know the personnel a lot better now than you did maybe 2 months ago?
Not as much as you think, but you're always learning and growing with your players from that perspective.
Nick, how has Tracy Porter's effectiveness helped solidify your secondary?
He's done a good job for us. He's played his position well, both from a mental and physical standpoint. He's done a good job of covering, and he's brought a nice experienced influence to the team and playing his position good.
Nick, what do you see in their running backs, Hillman and Anderson?
They're very similar, both slashers. They're good zone runners, which is what this running game is all about. And run behind their pads, they can make one cut like they like in this offense. So I think both guys were tailor-made for this type of running game.
I think you guys have given up a touchdown in the first drive, 3 of the last 4 games. Can you quite put your finger on why?
No, we've given up 3 out of 9, and we've, I think, had 6 3-and-outs on the first drive, too. So.
But those three have all been recent. Is there any rhyme or reason? Or
no.
Vic, what did Shea's return do to the defense, and what do you think about getting him and Jonathan Anderson in there together a little bit?
Shea did well. You know, Shea's a stud. He came back out. That was a 4 to 6 week injury, and he came back right on the 4 week mark. A lot of times, guys are on the 6 week or 7 week mark, and he came right back as early as he could. Then went out there and played good and made his presence felt awful early with a big strip fumble there.
They told us he was day to day.
Huh?
They told us he was day to day.
I don't mess around with those injury things.
Is Kyle Fuller getting better from earlier in the season?
He is. He's doing better, playing better, feeling more good, better about himself, and he's doing good.
What does Osweiler do well?
He's got a big arm. He's athletic. He'll scramble much more than Peyton would. He, you know, he can run some of the boots more than maybe he Peyton would, and Gary likes those boots, so... you'll see an athletic guy with a big arm, you know, probably pretty similar to Joe Flacco if you're trying to draw a comparison.
Vic, are you feeling like your D-line rotation has been able to get a little bit deeper, a little bit more productive with guys like Bruce Gaston or Mitch Unrein here a little bit longer, a little more comfortable?
Yeah, Bruce has got about 35 plays the other day and did well with his snaps, and he's coming and developing within the system, you know, learning it, being more comfortable with what we're doing, and his play reflected that the other night.
Do you have a sense that they've implemented Vernon Davis in their offense since he showed up there?
He hadn't played as much, a whole lot. In these, I guess it's been 2 games he's been there, so, which is to be expected. You know, he doesn't know the offense as well yet. I think this week we'll see more of him. This will be his 3rd week there, and I'm sure he's more ready to play now.
You're obviously familiar with him. What about him? So dangerous.
He's fast. Yeah. Very fast. You know, and he can hit the home run.